Public health experts have puzzled for weeks over the difference between Canada's SARS epidemic and what has happened in the United States. The Toronto area has 169 probable cases and counting. The United States has only 66. But new figures from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention make the contrast even more remarkable. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
SARS is not an easy disease to diagnose. The best way is to test for antibodies to the SARS virus. But those antibodies typically don't appear until at least 3 weeks after someone's been infected. It's important to know how many people actually were infected, so the CDC has been doing antibody tests on the 66 Americans diagnosed as probable SARS cases. So far, they've tested nearly half of them and found that only 7 are antibody positive. That suggests the vast majority do not have antibodies to the SARS virus. The CDC's Stephen Ostroff says that begins to answer some questions.
One of the questions that's been raised fairly continuously is why haven't we seen any fatalities and why does the illness seem to be somewhat milder than has been reported from some of the other locations? Well, it may be that these individuals don't actually have SARS.
They've had other kinds of pneumonia, which is a common disease. Still, Mark Lipsitch of the Harvard School of Public Health is surprised that so few of the probable cases actually tested positive.
If I had had to bet a month ago what percentage would be real among the probable cases, I would have probably bet higher than 11%, but I'm not sure that that would have been a very intelligent bet because it really does depend on a number of factors that we just don't know about.
Such as how suspicious American doctors have become that someone with a fever, a cough, and an abnormal chest X-ray might touch off the dreaded epidemic here. But Lipsitch notes that before SARS, there have always been unexplained pneumonias.
If 1 in a million people a year have a pneumonia-like syndrome that could look like SARS, then you would expect 250 cases in a year and maybe 60 or so in a few months. They would have just been sort of something that doctors would have scratched their heads about.
Lately, instead of scratching their heads, doctors have classified many patients with respiratory illness as suspected SARS. But the CDC has tested 111 people in the looser suspected category. None had antibodies. They were almost certainly not SARS. The CDC's Ostroff credits the vigilance of American healthcare workers with catching the real SARS cases so well. But why did the United States have so few cases in the first place? Nobody knows, but it could have been different, Ostroff says, if a single individual at the right stage of SARS happened to come here and was not quickly put into isolation.
That just happened to have occurred, I think by misfortune, across the border to our north in Toronto.
And it could still happen here, he says, if American doctors don't keep their guard up. Richard Knox, NPR News.